Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's spend some time with Gary Danielson. Obviously, we have a week of college football here. As I told everybody, I feel the Heisman is already wrapped up. It should be. You know, sorry, Oklahoma fans. Tua wins the Heisman. And now we get to the conference championship games. And what Gary brought up weeks ago now is a foregone conclusion because of the way things have shook out. Should Alabama lose, Alabama and Georgia are both going. Now it's not even a – Gary, I'll open air. That's not even a question anymore. If Georgia wins, Alabama's in. So I agree with you now. It will absolutely happen because of the way things shook out.
Yeah. And I understood, you know, the point with Michigan was a good point. And there might have been a lot of people there that really kind of had to think about hard, you know, because of Notre Dame and just two conferences. But I just kept coming back to this, Mike, is this Alabama team is too talented and they never had an off week. You know, everybody else has been up and down and struggled in a game and, you know, got by with somebody missing a two-point play or going overtime. Alabama's dominated everyone. And on top of that, at the end of the year, the conference having four teams in the top 10 and eight in the top 25, I don't think you could make an argument that if a conference deserves two, you know, this conference does. You know, anybody can get beat on any given night.
Listen, best conference by a mile. It's been the best conference for so long. All right, let me ask you this, because you have a background for this.
Just one more thing about Alabama, just really quick. If you took the other three teams in the playoff and you put an all-star team together, okay, only about half of them could start for this Alabama team.
That's an amazing statement right there. Amazing.
They just had too many high-level players that would not get beaten out by anybody.
Yeah, I agree. And I do not believe they will play. They have not played. They've won every game by 20 or more points. And I believe for the rest of this year, Georgia and then the next two games afterwards, I don't think they'll play a single-digit game. I don't think they will. Even tomorrow.
It's possible. I mean, it would be. Tell you what, I'm not a bettor, but it would be hard to bet against that. It really would.
I agree. And Georgia, remember, Alabama knows they're in the playoff going into tomorrow's game. I don't know how Saban deals with that, but they're in with a loss. I mean, so that's great motivation for Georgia. But I just think Alabama's too good. Let me get to this because I want to hear this. I want you to frame this. After the colossal disaster, and there's no other word for it.
Right.
In Ann Arbor, when they went home after what happened, just absolutely embarrassed by Ohio State.
Right.
What should Michigan be thinking about the Harbaugh forward, not looking at the 4 years, but looking forward? Should they believe in him? Should they have lost belief in him? What should they be feeling right now in Ann Arbor off that decision?
This is going to be a complicated answer, and I hope I do. I communicate it accurately. I do agree with your assessment that it was a disaster for Michigan. I also think that the fans and the administration should calm down and not overreact to that disaster. On the other hand, though, I think it would be a mistake for Jimmy Harbaugh not to react to the disaster because he needs to change. When he left the league, college football, and from the time he came back, the rules have changed so much that you must take advantage of them. Nick Saban has done it. This whole league in the SEC has done it now. They're all running. It doesn't mean they're all finesse teams, but they've gone to the Kansas City style, the New Orleans Saints style, the NFL style of pound but spread at the same time. Jimmy's been hard-headed about it. Doesn't mean that Jimmy can't coach, but I think he needs to take the next step.
He can't go in a game and say, we can play prehistorically and still win, and that's what he did.
Correct.
And
correct.
They can't.
They can't do it anymore. The rules are so distorted, allowing linemen down three, sometimes 3.5 yards downfield. The fact that with the targeting calls, you cannot dislodge passes anywhere on the field anymore. It's too dangerous. You just have so many advantages with offensive talent versus complementary defensive talent. You just can't do it because sooner or later, you're going to get in a shootout with, you know, Oklahoma or Clemson or Ohio State, and you have to be able to match points. Otherwise, you're going to – even Alabama knew they had to match points to survive, and now they've changed, and they're thriving. You know, Nick said, wait a second. If I'm with, you know, 20 number one draft picks on defense the last 3 years having struggles handling this offense, what are people going to do to try to handle me if I do the same thing?
Bingo. Absolutely true. Well said. Perfectly said, as a matter of fact. And he's got to modernize. To survive, he's got to modernize. Modernize or die. I mean, that's basically it. Or he'll
right, but the
Ohio
whole
State.
Thing of now we just throw Jimmy away.
No, no, but the point is, will he be stubborn? Because he'll never beat Urban Meyer that way.
He is stubborn. I will say that. And even an NFL theory like Seattle, the Seattle theory will not work in college ball. It works in the NFL because you can control the game a little bit, slow it down. College ball has become too difficult to do it. You have to be willing to risk a little bit more. Nick was never willing to do it until he had 3 games in a row last year in 17. They were struggling against Auburn. Their last game of the year, they got beat. They struggled against Clemson in the semifinal. They were good enough because Clemson couldn't throw the ball with Kelly Bryant, okay? And then they come in the first half where they had less than 100 yards total offense. They had to change.
Next week we'll have Gary on and we'll wax poetic about Army, which deserved the whole show
because yeah,
they've really turned their team around. They've been remarkable. And I didn't know if we'd see this from them, so congratulations to them. And they listen, so congratulations to them. But all right, tomorrow's games. Clemson, Pitt. Enough said. They're a 30-point favorite.
Right.
Texas, Oklahoma. Do you give Texas a reasonable chance to beat them?
Reasonable, but I think it's going to have to be a big upset for them to lose. And I think so much so that if Texas wins the game, I just don't see how Oklahoma. You know, there's this doomsday scenario everyone's talking about. Suppose everyone loses. Okay, what happens? And we can discuss that because I frankly don't really have a great answer for it. You know, if Texas, Ohio State, and Georgia lose.
I can't even get into that. That's got to happen before I even give it my thought process.
I know, but I'm being hired to talk
right.
in the fourth
but Clemson's
quarter.
Clemson's going to beat Pitt by 40. I mean, that's the only
thing.
Well,
Clemson's already in, but I mean, it is.
Yes.
I mean, it could happen.
I thought you meant if Clemson
Texas
lost,
could beat
too.
Oklahoma.
I thought you meant if Clemson lost also. I thought that's
no,
what you meant.
No, if Clemson loses
right.
and Ohio State loses,
gotcha.
What do you do? Okay, because Georgia will have 2 losses. Ohio State will have 2 losses and a huge upset. And I think it's a big upset if Oklahoma loses again to Texas. And I don't personally, I get to that point then that all 3 of them don't belong in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
it might be
the only path. UCF, Central Florida, if they win, could
if they had the quarterback, they don't have the quarterback, that kills them. It kills them. They're going to get knocked down for not having the quarterback. If he was
most
there,
likely, we're talking probably about a 5% chance
right.
here because
okay.
it would
now
be embarrassment
about,
of all time.
Let's talk about
Ohio
the obvious
loses.
One. Let's talk about the obvious one. Alabama wins, Clemson wins, everything as is. Notre Dame's already in.
Right, Ohio State or Oklahoma, right?
Ohio State wins and Oklahoma inches by, who's in?
It's a great question. I don't know. I would lean towards Oklahoma, but I keep staring at the fact that I began the year saying that the Big Ten is going to win all tiebreakers in getting a team in because it will be their third consecutive year they don't get their champion in the playoffs. Now, I know Ohio State went, but they went as a non-champion when Penn State. And last year, remember, they didn't get their champion in. And I just see Jim Delaney's head exploding if his champion does not get in this year.
Now, they don't like this scenario, Gary, very much. I know that. The administrators at least don't like to act like they do. But here's the one I want to give you. Oklahoma wins a three-point, you know, gut check.
Right. And Ohio State blows out Northwestern.
And Ohio State knows going on the field that margin of victory is incredibly important to their candidacy. So they are being basically being rewarded for blowing that team their doors
off. Exactly.
It's got to be one of those 59 nothings against Wisconsin.
I know, but here's the problem I have with Ohio State, and I will concede.
Is it Purdue?
The fact that,
or is it Maryland?
No, that's not it. Anybody can lose a game. My problem with Ohio State is they had multiple games this year that they just did not show up and play like the team we're
Nebraska,
watching here at the
Maryland,
end of the year.
Purdue, yes. You can name them any.
Purdue, even Michigan State, it was a good. I mean, it just didn't to me this year look like a championship team. However,
if Oklahoma wins, you're telling me you're putting them in.
No, but let me just say the problem is, however, if you look at your eyeball test, you think they might be
a better team
top to bottom than Oklahoma and
Absolutely.
Have a better chance of beating
Plus,
Alabama.
Let's also
and that's the
include
problem.
They have the great Urban Meyer coaching them.
Well, they have the great TV sets of the Midwest behind
they
them,
do.
Too.
And they also want Urban Meyer's worth points. He's an all-time great.
Yeah, he is. So I literally don't know how I would do this. I really don't. I think I'll do it this way. I think Oklahoma would be a more deserving team. I think Ohio State would have a better chance of beating Alabama.
All right. Give me this way. Chances of it happening. Ohio State losing, Oklahoma losing, Alabama losing, put them in order of
the... No, that doesn't matter. Oklahoma's most likely. They play the best team this weekend. And there has been some talk, just to digress a bit, about this is the first week of the playoffs, so if you lose in the playoffs, you're out. Well, that doesn't seem right.
That's not
happening.
So
Ohio
State
playing...
The problem they have with this system is they want that to be the system, but if Alabama loses this game, and it would be a close loss if it happened, they're in anyway.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's fair. They've been the best. But, Oklahoma has the toughest game. No, that's not true. Alabama has the toughest game. But I still think the odds are more closely that Oklahoma would lose. I think the next one would be Alabama, maybe call it a, 2-10 type thing, to lose in a game like this. Maybe 1-10, okay?
All right, now let me ask
but
you
I
this
think
question.
It's, I think it's 1-25 to 1-50 that Nebraska beats Ohio State.
Now let me
Ohio
ask you this
State.
Question.
Not Nebraska. Northwestern beats Ohio State.
If I say to you, and Alabama plays their typical 34-21 game tomorrow, a 40-28 game tomorrow.
Right.
Gun to your head.
Georgia?
Is Georgia one of the four best teams in the country?
Well, they
the answer
might
yes
be,
or no.
But the problem...
Is they or aren't they? Are they or aren't they?
I think they are one of the four best teams, but I don't think the committee would want a rematch. And they would be in as the number four team, and they would play Alabama again.
Gotcha. And that's a fair point. And listen, I don't think they'd get in, but I think they are one of the four best teams.
I do, too. I've said to you for a number of weeks, I only believe there's three teams that can beat Alabama.
Who are they?
Georgia,
right?
Clemson, and Ohio State. They're the only three teams that have enough athletes to play.
I think this year the only team that can beat Alabama is Georgia.
Well, I think Clemson's pretty good.
I don't think they can beat them, though. I think Georgia knows.
Well, they do have a freshman quarterback, but
and Georgia,
Georgia
has inside. Now, a couple of quickies real quick before I let you go.
Sure.
Number one, will Urban Meyer be at Ohio State next year?
Next year he will. After that, I think there will be a settlement done. And if there is, we will find out that, he'll get a swan song. I think he will coach next year, yes. He may take a little sabbatical during the spring here to kind of recharge after recruiting season. But, yes,
Florida
he's back.
State keep their coach?
Yes, absolutely. They have a good recruiting year. having a good recruiting year. They he's a well-known quarterback. They will give him 3 years to build.
They will.
He's going to get. He's going to get the, same time that other coaches have. Everybody, 3 years is the number.
Is Dabo leaving Clemson?
For who?
Well, why are there so many rumors about him leaving? I got to figure somebody's made an offer to him.
I'm not aware. I don't know where. Not, I don't
rumblings.
See how that's possible.
I can't figure out anybody where he'd want to go.
No, he can't have a better job than the one he has.
And he's making a fortune.
Can't have a better job than the one he has. He's
that's,
in the
what
easiest
I, that's what
league.
I think. So I don't believe
he's in the easiest league. He's got great players.
Making a fortune. I mean, his defensive coordinator is making $2 million.
Yeah, I don't. I think that's. I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
I really haven't.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, Mike. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Danielson, next week, Army Navy. So, here's the question for tomorrow. It's the only real one. If Alabama ever lost, they're in. They'd be the fourth team. You know that. Just know that going in. The other one is, if Oklahoma wins close, does Ohio State get in with a rout? That's the question. That's really the realistic question, because I do not think Alabama will lose tomorrow. I do not. So I think that's the question. If Oklahoma beats Texas by 3 and Urban goes out and beats Northwestern, 59-10, who gets in? Who's the fourth team? That's really the question. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.